You're listening to Cannabis Health Radio. Here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Just before we get to our guests, if you think our podcasts are of value and you'd like us to continue doing them, then go to our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and go to the donate page. Make a contribution, either a one-time contribution or a monthly contribution. That's Cannabis Health Radio. And for those who have made a contribution thus far, we thank you very much. One of the issues facing many people is dealing with pain. Conventional medicine promotes the extensive use of opioids and the damage they can cause. Joining us from New Brunswick, Canada, to tell us her story in dealing with fibromyalgia and other issues is Ruth Button. Ruth, very good of you to do this. Thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ruth, tell us about when you were first diagnosed with fibromyalgia. What sort of issues were you experiencing at the time?
Well, I was actually having a lot of pain, and I didn't get diagnosed with the fibromyalgia until I actually ended up in coronary care. I was having chest pain and shortness of breath, and I was only, I believe, in my 30s. It was back in 87. I just couldn't do as much as I should have been doing for my age, so I went to my doctor and said I wanted a stress test. He thought it was a waste of time, but sent me for one anyway. And I failed that stress test. It showed ischemia. However, when I got there at the hospital, he sent me up to the hospital for some more tests. It turns out that after sending me to Halifax, actually, flying me there from hospital to hospital, I didn't have the plumbing problem. I guess I had a more of an electrical issue, but they discovered that. Whoops, my cat just jumped on something there.
No, that's okay.
They discovered that it was the fibromyalgia causing all the stress pain or the chest pain and pain in other areas of my body too. So that was quite a scare, you know, that I went through there having three young children. But anyway, after that, I was fine. I had my pain, but I knew it wasn't going to kill me or anything. So I had a car accident in 1990, got rear-ended. So I got whiplash and quite a few other things on top of my fibromyalgia. And up until that time, I was able to go out and work and everything. But once I had the car accident, I couldn't work for about 8 years. I was just in too much pain. I was able to get myself back to work after that 8 years, but I was on Tolwyn. First of all, I was on Demerol, but that was quite a strong drug. I didn't want to take that forever. So my doctor and I decided on Tolwyn. It is a narcotic, but it's not as bad as some of them. So I was on that basically for about 15 years. I got up to 4 a day, and that kept me so I could basically keep working, even though I did still have pain. I did have an office job, so I was sitting. It wasn't too hard. But then I came down with polymyalgia rheumatica, which is another very painful condition. So I did have to take time off work for that.
Ruth, what exactly is that?
Polymyalgia rheumatica, it's like a rheumatic condition, another very painful. Your inflammation markers go way up in your blood. And when I first got it, I had to go on prednisone, 60 milligrams. So you go on the prednisone, which, of course, makes you bloat all up and makes your sugars go up and your blood pressure does a lot of damage to your body. So I took that for close to a year. You have to go down gradually. And now I just take cortisone shots every 2 weeks for that. The prednisone really messes up everything else in my body. So I'm taking the cortisone for that. Now, as far as the fibromyalgia and the blood pressure, and I've got the irritable bowel and everything that goes with that, as well as herniated disc and just a few other fun things. You know, the Toluene kind of controlled the pain, but not all of it. So when I heard about the cannabis being good for your health, I started doing some research, and that's when I actually got in touch with Corey, too, quite a while ago there, and she educated me some on it and helped get me going in the right direction. So I started out with the oil, and that kind of knocked me for a loop because I wasn't used to doing that. So I thought, well, I'll vape for a bit and get it into my system so that I can do this. So I did that for a while, and then I still kept trying the oil, even though it just knocked me for a loop. And then one day I was just able to do it. So I've been doing CBD oil in the daytime and THC oil at night. It took a lot of experimenting for me to try to figure out what works. I take CBD oil twice a day, about a pea size of the oil, and then the THC oil at night, about a pea size, and I vape during the day and use topicals. So I've been able to give up all the pain pills, sleeping pills I was on, some of my other medications. I'm only on about three or four a day now. So it's been really helping me.
How many medications were you on before you got on cannabis?
Well, at one time when I was on my diabetic pills before I got on my needles, I was on close to 100 pills a week. I'd put them for each day. I had two pill containers because I couldn't fit them all in one pill container for each day. So I had close to 100 a week.
Gosh, that's a lot.
And now I'm down to 3 or 4 a day, and I'll be able to go off a couple more of those.
Well, that works out to about 14 pills a day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You had some really serious issues, didn't you? You had fibromyalgia. You had blood pressure issues. You had gallbladder issues. What else have I
Bladder missed? Infections.
Bladder infections.
Bladder infections, irritable bowel, herniated disc, degenerative disc disease.
Ruth, it must have been painful as hell for you.
Yeah, basically. But I'm the type of person I like to keep going, so I can pretty much keep going, except for when that herniated disc goes, because then I can't move for a day or two. That's another thing. It used to take, oh, at least 2 weeks to come out of that when you know how you sneeze and your back goes out.
Mm.
Well, now it's 2 days. I do have some pills that I can take when that happens. It's an anti-inflammatory and a muscle relaxant. But I only need them 2 days now instead of 2 weeks. Because
wow.
I think the CBD, where it's an anti-inflammatory, it kicks right in too. And I just couldn't get over the last time my back went out. And I was to the point where I can't even walk out to the bathroom. I've got to get a walker, and it's painful the whole way. Now, 2 days and I'm better. It's amazing.
That's quite the difference.
And another thing I can do now, and this may seem simple to some folks, but just getting a shower or a bath before, I would be all worn out just trying to wash my hair. Now, and when I got out of the shower or the tub, I'd have to put the towel around me, go lay down in bed for a bit, and then get up and finish drying off and getting ready. So I'd have to bath the day before I had to go out because it was just too much for me to do it all in one day. Now I can get a shower, do my hair, get out, dry off, get dressed, and go out.
Ruth, once you started taking the oil and vaping, were you surprised at how you felt, how much better you felt?
I was surprised because I was so used to just having pain all the time. I didn't know what it was like not to have no pain. You know, it just seemed so strange that I didn't even realize it at first. And then all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, gee, I'm not hurting. You know, it's quite amazing when you realize that you can be sitting there and you're not hurting. Because you're so used to just feeling pain somewhere.
Yeah,
in your
it became part of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one thing when people have pain, you can't tell someone else what your pain is like because they have really no reference, especially when you live with pain constantly, day in and day out. Would you?
Right. It just becomes part of who you are, and you just go on with it. Otherwise, you just stagnate.
How long did you experiment with the CBD and THC to try and find what worked well for you?
I'm actually still experimenting. I find that what I'm doing right now works, but if I could afford more oil or make my own, I think it would work even better. As soon as we can all grow our own and not have to worry what's in it or if it's sprayed with pesticides or whatever, I can do what I think I actually need. But right now to go and buy it, it is very expensive to get the amount that you need to fix all of these issues that I have going on. I feel that where I've been able to cut out a lot of my medications, why can't my benefits kick in and cover my medical marijuana? But I don't know when or if that's going to happen.
Well, that's because it makes sense what you're saying. And a lot of what we deal with in society today with respect to marijuana and cannabis doesn't make sense. What do you think is the right combination for you of CBD and THC to make things optimal?
Like if you could do Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah,
if you could do as much as you wanted, what would you do?
Right. Well, I'd like to try to get up to a gram a day. I don't think I'm doing that of the oils.
Mm-hmm.
And probably even, maybe not of each, but if I could combine them and get up to a gram a day, I think that would help a whole lot better.
Yeah. If you're having this much success with a limited amount, if you had an optimal amount, it would be interesting to see what would happen.
That's right.
I think it's really neat that you stuck with the program, so to speak, and figured out what worked for you. Often people try cannabis, and if they don't get instant results, they just give up. And, you know, it's becoming more and more obvious to myself and probably Ian as we talk to people that there isn't any set amount for people, that every individual is different, and that you've got to try different strains and different levels of CBD and THC, etc. You know, we talked to a gentleman last week whose child, Silas, has seizures, and it wasn't just a case of getting Silas CBD. It was a case of figuring out which strain worked for him, how much to give him, etc.
Yeah, it's
right.
One size fits all doesn't work with respect to this. Because when you take the conventional medications, all they do is alleviate the symptoms. What we're looking for with cannabis is you're looking for something to essentially eliminate your symptoms. And everybody is different. We interviewed a woman in Vancouver whose daughter had seizures. And she had, she took, I think, Corey, correct me if I'm wrong, a high THC, and another child who had exactly the same type of syndrome reacted more favorably with a high CBD.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so it, you know, you got to play with this a bit, and I think to your credit, Ruth, you've stuck with it, and good for you.
Thank you, because when I first started and with the THC oil, I couldn't lift my head off the bed. I just thought, oh my. So now I take that at night so I don't notice it.
You kind of sleep through it.
Are you sleeping better?
Oh, I am. I'm sleeping a lot better now. And at first when I wasn't sleeping all that good because I don't know, I guess I was too high or something, I took the melatonin to help me sleep. Mm-hmm. So that got me started that way. I just always tried to figure, okay, if this is doing this, how do I make it work? So I just kept working at it and working at it.
Ruth, with and all... Sorry, go ahead.
I tried the THC and CBD pills with the dried herb in it. Now, they gave me diarrhea, and where I've got irritable bowel and a lot of things going on in there, I thought, well, I better stop taking them. But then I just started taking more oil, but I found that the easiest way to do it was the pills. But since that's not the way I can do it, I just put the oil under my tongue, and that's the easiest way right now.
Ruth, with all the pills you were on, the 100 pills a week, did you gain much weight?
Yes. At one point, I was up to 190 pounds, and that's when I was working. And I was pretty big. I was always a tiny little thing. You know, I never got above 120 growing up. Even having babies, I'd be right down to next to nothing again after I had them. But I did start gaining weight after I did get the fibromyalgia and had the car accident and everything. Because I wasn't as active, but I went right up there. But since doing the marijuana, medical marijuana, I've lost 25 pounds. Well, I wasn't up to 190 at the beginning. I might have been about 175, and I was around 175 for quite a few years. And then all of a sudden now I'm down to 150, and I wasn't really trying. So
good on you. How long did that take?
Well, I just started really doing it in May, so just since May.
May of last year, 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not even a year.
About 8 months.
Mm.
Good for you.
That's great. So another 8 months, you'll have your teenage figure back.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't mind getting down to 140, but, if I stay there, I'm cool with that.
Ruth, do you happen to know what the levels are of, like with your THC, what percent it is, and with the CBD? Because that's a question that people always ask.
Yeah, the one I buy at the dispensary, the CBD is 200 milligrams. So from what I've learned, I could be wrong.
About 20%?
That's 20%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the THC is 500 milligrams, so that's like 50%.
50%, yeah.
So if I could make my own oil and get it up to, say, 70 or 80%, that would even be better.
Yes.
So that's really what you need, like an 85% oil. And I really need higher CBD percentage, because that's really for all these inflammatory conditions that I have. That's what works on that.
Do your doctors know what you're doing?
Yes, actually, my doctor is very good. I didn't know she was this good at it. And I went when I first got it, I went up to Fredericton to a clinic up there to get my first prescription. And I knew I wouldn't have any problem with everything I have. So when I needed it renewed, I found out later that my doctor is actually writing prescriptions for my dispensary that I use now in town. So she's very supportive. She's amazed even that I've been able to reduce my insulin levels. I'm diabetic on needles, and it's more of a family-type diabetes than a weight-type diabetes. It's just all through the family. But anyway, I was able to reduce my insulin, so it even helps with diabetes once you're on it for a while.
Boy, you've got diabetes, you've got fibromyalgia, bladder problems, sleeping problems, blood pressure.
On paper, I'm a mess.
Regular smorgasbord there.
I didn't want to say that, but
Ruth, how many dispensaries are there in the town that you go to or that you're in?
We've got six, and they were just busted.
And what,
the police came and raided them all, and they were closed for a week or two, and now they're opening again. So,
are all six up and running again?
Well, two of them are back up and running, but the one I use is running again. They lost all their product and whatever cash they had there, of course, so they had to And really, our police do know that there's better things to do, but where the prime minister said, you know, go ahead and arrest them if they're doing it, they thought they better, I guess. But they've been really good, the police in our area, as far as not bothering them too much. Because right now in St. John, they're only giving out to people who need it, who are sick and who have prescriptions. So they are breaking the law, but they're only breaking it for sick people, I guess, if you can look at it being good that way. So I know over in Halifax, there's a couple of stores that are just selling it to anybody, and you could see why they might, you know, not want that. But right now it's just the sick people. And when they were down and not open, some people just buy per day and they were out of their medicine. I like to stock up being old school. So I had enough to do me. I did run out of my CBD and I did notice that I was starting to have more pain. So if you don't have it, yeah, you do miss it.
When you ran out of your CBD, how quickly did your pain return?
Within a couple of days, I was starting to notice it. It's being different.
Doesn't take long.
No.
No, and when
it would just be like if you were going a couple of days without any kind of medication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably even affected my blood pressure, where I've reduced my blood pressure pills and I've reduced my antidepressants right down to the lowest number, because I was on the highest, where I have PTSD and depression and all that. You kind of understand that if you're in pain all the time, that's depression.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I'm really not depressed at all right now. I'm laughing all the time. I'm having a really good time. And you get these ideas that you want to do this or you want to do that. I almost took up belly dancing lessons, but then I remembered my herniated disc and thought I better not play around with that.
Oh, Ruth, that's great.
Well, I just thought, well, that sounds like fun. I should try that. But then, you know, you got to be a little bit sensible.
What's your kids' take on mom doing cannabis?
Well, they are kind of glad. I have a daughter that does it for, she has an eating disorder, so that helps her keep some weight on. She has a problem with not eating. And I have another daughter who does it for stress and anxiety, and that keeps her on an even keel. And my son, he hasn't got a prescription yet, but he could use it for his hands and feet. He's having problems with that, and I'm hoping he's not getting this fibromyalgia, but you never know. It's kind of hereditary type of thing. So, and my husband's been doing it for years, actually, for his back, not on a legal kind of thing, but he is 66, and he doesn't take a pill. And he's been doing this for years, and then I look at him, healthy as a horse, and I look at myself, who didn't do it, and I'm thinking, oh, maybe he's just so healthy because he's been medicating all these years.
Yeah.
And he's, like I say, as healthy as a horse, in good shape, and
yeah, that's
he's got a bad back too, herniated disc, and that's why he's doing it. But he's healthy every other which way.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. He's got great blood pressure, great pulse, healthy as a horse.
Must be fun around your place sometimes.
Oh, it is. I've got a great family. We were just all out the other day. We went to a funeral. A buddy passed, but then we were all together, the five of us, the originals, I call us, my husband and three children. So we all went out to a pool hall, played some pool, and then went out to supper, and we had a great time together.
Ruth, how many pain-free days do you have now compared to when you were on all your medications?
Well, it depends. If I don't do anything, if I'm just sitting around on Facebook or watching TV, I can be pretty good unless I get up and move wrong. I'm really pretty good. Now, if I get up and try to do some housework, yeah, I'm going to hurt a bit. One day, I mopped through the whole house, which I was really happy about, because normally I can't mop through the whole house. I was able to do that, and I keep doing things that I'm amazed I can do now that I couldn't do before. If I do something, I'm going to hurt a bit, but I can do a lot more than I did before.
Ruth, do you talk to other people of your age about your use of cannabis?
Yep. I'm not afraid to talk about it. And most people my age that I know are in full agreement that it is a good medicine and it should be legal and people who need it should have it.
That's good to hear. It's really an education educational aspect of this plant is the fact that we have been brainwashed for so many decades about its harmful effects. But as we've mentioned many, many times in this program, nobody's ever died of an overdose of cannabis, but many people have died from drinking too much alcohol, and people have even died from drinking too much water. But you can't die from taking too much cannabis. You can sleep a lot, but I mean, for you, that would be a great benefit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I used to be against it. Now I'm the biggest cheerleader for it. Like I you know, people around me, they all did it, but I it wasn't for me. And now I wish I had. I might have been healthier longer. But and like I say, a lot of people who used to be against it and thinking it was a major drug because of the brainwashing are now coming to realize that it is a very good medicine for a lot of different people and ages, even the children who need it for their epilepsy and cancers. You know, it's becoming very accepted.
Yeah, well, maybe you can do a video in about 6 or 7 months on your belly dancing.
Well, I might do that. I haven't actually gone to the class yet, but you never know what I might take up. I used to be a gymnast back when I was in my younger days, and I was pretty active. So my brain keeps saying go, 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 and my body said no, no, no. But now it might just let me do a few things.
Well, never say never, Ruth.
That's right.
Ruth, do you think your gymnastics may have had an impact on your back?
Oh, I'm sure it might have, yes. I used to do a lot of flipping around, and when I was really young, and if we had a set of stairs anywhere, you'd start at the first step and see how far you could go up and jump down to the bottom of the floor. So if you get up, you know, 7 or 8 steps and jump from there, you're not doing your back any favors.
I would think not.
No.
No, yeah. That was just one of the games we played back then.
So, Ruth, what's your ultimate goal in taking cannabis? To get off all medications?
Well, yes, that would be great if I could get off all my medications and just to be healthier, be able to do more. You know, I've got young grandchildren, like to be able to play with them. Like to be able to bake again. I love to do baking. Corey, you said I send a lot of recipes out, but I can't make them all where I'm diabetic and things like that. I can't eat them all, but I like looking at them, and I love to bake. But I even that's too painful. So I'd like to be able to bake again.
Well, you keep on the cannabis oil and start taking the high THC CBD combination, and you'll be good to go.
Right.
Yeah. Ruth, it was a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time. We greatly appreciate this.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Ruth.
Oh, you're welcome.
And that's it, another edition of Cannabis Health Radio. If you'd like to tell your story about your medical use of cannabis, then send us an email at info@cannabishealthradio.com. Wherever you are in the world, thanks very much for listening.
You've been listening to the Cannabis Health Radio podcast. Visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.